Thank you, Bob, for sharing your special book on sex as a sublimation for tennis from the secret writings of Freud. Now, I have the I'm a lucky one to read this one chapter from the book. And at the back of the book, it says, if you're a normal red-blooded American, you prefer tennis to sex. And Freud always knew you'd come to consider the size of the racket more important than the size of anything else. The famous doctor suppressed his findings because of a morbid fear of white shorts. But now his secret papers have been discovered. This book explains the conclusions he hid and reveals man's true basic drive, getting a court in prime time. The cookbook is complete with case studies, photographs, personal correspondence, and seminal doodles. I want to see that one. All right, the chapter title of this one is A Fresh Can of Balls. Each game is a fresh start, a new beginning. Generally speaking, chronic failures in real life need this recreation. Opening up a can of three fresh new balls seems to do something momentarily uplifting for even confirmed neurotics. It holds the illusory promise of success and accomplishment. That's a very short chapter, and Bob Ness is going to loan us the book, and we will have some local tennis players reading each chapter. It's an invitation, folks. Have a good one, and thank you very much.